How'd you like your start, Lovey, on Sunday?
How you draw it up, you know. Yeah. You want to start off, you know, start the season off right, you know, if you can. Guys have worked hard. We're a good football team, but you need to – we've had good off-season workouts and all that, but you never know until you get to the first game. And so it's good to get in the win. Seemed like that win was about 3 weeks ago, though. You know, of course, we moved on.
What's the perspective for your team this week against the Packers, the team that won the division, your rival? It's early in the season. What perspective are you putting this in?
Just it. We're playing another good football team. We're going to play a lot of good football teams this year, but, you know, we have the next team up. It is our rival, and we know the history behind our game. But, you know, we need to – we played well last week, but there are so many things we need to improve on. And I just hope we see the normal second game improvements that we need to make.
Lovey, do you still consider the Packers the team to beat in the NFC North, or is the landscape changing this year?
I don't know about the landscape. I think it's a new year, and you don't know who the teams will be that, you know, at the top of the chart once it's all said and done. But just early on, you never know. It's a new season, and that's why you play these games. And to have good games like this, you know, early on, I don't know exactly where the Packers are. I don't really care where they'll end up, of course, but I just know that they are a good football team, and we want to see exactly how good we are.
Lovey, is there a history lesson that takes place this week with the younger players who may not know the significance of the rivalry or what Lambeau Field means and stuff like that?
I think most guys that play for the Chicago Bears know about the history between our two programs. I know that for a fact. I know about our guys. I know they know that. It's our rival. Everybody has a rival. We know that they're our rival. They're our division. They're in our division. There's a lot of things that goes with it. But for us, we're just trying to get to 2-0. It's kind of as simple as that. We haven't had a lot of success lately. You know, the Packers won 6 out of the last 7. For it to be a rivalry, that can't happen.
I know it's early, Lovey, but can you kind of give us an idea of the stamp Mike is putting on your offense and really with the addition of Brandon, what you're capable of now?
It is early on, but as far as philosophy, we wanted to, you know, we want to be balanced. I think most teams will tell you they want that. We have excellent tailbacks, and Matt Forte and Michael Bush were committed to the run, but we want to be just as good with our passing game also. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, you know, new players that weren't with us last year, have both had an impact. And I'm just not talking about the first game, but I'm talking about from the time they've gotten here. We've been able to see what they're capable of doing, and that's, you know, make plays. Jay Cutler's been outstanding. I mean, it all starts with the quarterback. And we're going to, you know, for NFL fans, they're going to see two great quarterbacks competing against each other this week.
Lovey, with Brandon and Alshon, and then maybe using the tight ends a little bit more, is this, you think, the most dangerous passing game you've had there in your time?
I think it's pretty early. I mean, we're talking about the second game of the season. We have weapons, though, and you just look at, you know, what guys have done in the past. If we all play the way we're capable of playing, we can have a pretty potent passing attack.
What do you remember about Cedric Benson as a player for you?
Well, we drafted Cedric in the, you know, in the top 10 pick, you know, first round. So, I mean, Cedric was good for us when he was here. We did a lot of work on Cedric. He's a good football player. He's been a good football player since he came into the league. Thought it was a great pickup for the Packers to get, you know, a runner like that when they were able to get him, you know, of course, you know, early in training camp or late in training camp. But good player, you know, can run with power, has good speed, you know, can block. He's a complete runner.
Was it hard to sever ties with him, and why do you think he didn't flourish in Chicago?
I you know, I don't live in the past. And Cedric was great. He did a lot for us while he was here. I'm just excited that, you know, that he's playing for another good team.
Cutler's won 6 starts in a row. Is there anything you can point to there, either physically, mentally? I mean, is there anything to that?
No, I'd like to think that he's just a real good football player. He's a great quarterback. And, he's everyone doesn't have a guy like we have at the quarterback position. It's kind of simple as that. He can make all the throws you're wanting a great quarterback to make. He's mobile in the pocket. Just really knows the game. You know, he didn't get enough credit for the mental part of the game that he knows. He's just done a great job with some of our younger players coming in. You know, I'm talking about Alshon and, you know, Eric Weems is new to our system also, and of course, Brandon.
How does Green Bay's offense look any different to you when you look at the San Francisco game?
When you have some teams have a basic philosophy that they're going to stay with, they're not going to change up their offense week to week. You know, the window dressing a little bit changes, and the Packers have they know what they want to do, and they're going to do it each week. They're going to say that they're going to out-execute, the opponent. And, we realize that. We feel the same way about what we're doing. We have a system that we believe in fully, and that's what I saw. I know there was a loss this past week, but I saw some of the same things, that we've seen in the past from them.
Does Randall Cobb pose a different threat at all, as far as you're concerned?
Yes, he does. Last year, you could see what type of football player he would be. I know as a returner, you just look at what a guy does when he has his hands on the ball, whether he's a returner or now, of course, they're getting him involved in there more and more in their offense. I think he caught, 9 passes or so. He's just a good football player. Can make you miss. In open field, he can catch the ball. A guy that we'll have to deal with.
Coach, Jay took advantage of audibles a lot last Sunday, and that's something new that you have introduced with Mike Tice. Are you happy with how that went down last weekend, and is he progressing in that regard the way you wanted to see him take
the ball? When you say progressing, I mean, that's kind of saying that he really has somewhere, very far to go. Jay has been able to handle everything we've given him and ask him to do since he's been here. So, last week on some of the things that we've done or things that we know he's capable of doing and we've been doing with him.
Coach, today Jay was asked about, is this a game against Green Bay? You're trying to keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands. And he said, I'm not worried about time of possession. We're in the business of scoring points. And Jay just sounds like he is really happy now about some of the other weapons he has around him and the scheme. Do you sense that with him?
Well, I know he's happy about, the new additions. I mean, whenever you have a relationship like, Jay had with Brandon coming in, it's always good to see a familiar face that you know can play football. And as a quarterback, of course, a receiver that you played with and had success with, so I understand that. And as far as, our offense can't worry about it. We don't want them to worry about keeping the ball away from Green Bay. It is, as Jay mentioned, we talk constantly about everyone dressed scoring. That's what it's about, scoring. Defense, we talk about scoring, taking a ball away. But for offense, it doesn't matter whether it's one play or a 15-play drive. We're just trying to get points on the board.
Whether it's a veteran guy like Peppers or maybe a younger guy like Melton, how much do you count on your D-line to carry the load up front or carry the load on defense for you guys?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Yeah, between a veteran guy like Peppers and a young guy like Melton, I guess how much do you count on your defensive line?
Well, we count on the defensive line quite a bit. You mentioned Julius Peppers. He's just been outstanding for us. We can do so many things with him. You'll see him lined up, of course, all over the football field. If we wanted him to drop into coverage, I think he could be an all-pro at doing that, too. And Henry Melton isn't – no one is like Julius Peppers or has his talent. But Henry, former running back, that tells you a lot playing three techniques. So he has – ability to make a lot of different plays. We do a lot of things with him also. He had a good start last week. He's capable of making those type of plays throughout. We got good pressure this past week, but we still feel like we'll have to get, even more pressure this week.
Have you talked to Tillman today, and will he practice?
We have practice coming up here in about an hour. We're hoping he'll be able to practice. We'll know a little bit more after that.
Lovey, what role has Brian Urlacher played in some of your defensive success against Aaron Rodgers in the past, and what can he still be that guy, do you think?
Of course, he still is that guy. He's the face of our franchise. It's not going to change. He had an injury. A lot of guys go through injuries, but I thought last week that was a good start for him. You know, he got about 30 plays. He was old Brian. You know, hopefully we'll not hopefully he we assume he'll get more this week. And for him, I mean, when you're the face of the franchise, you've done everything. He's smart, can make all the calls. With his man coverage, playing the run, zone coverage, he has excellent hands. He can do it all.
How much of an advantage was it that you were able to pull him in the third quarter, given the short week this week?
Well, with the short week, that was an ideal scenario for us to be in, where we had a league where we could take him out. You know, if you just think about starting a season, you know, most guys have the preseason to play a little bit, play a little bit more, you know, the next week. But normally the first time you play, you know, for a season, you don't go an entire game. I'm just glad we didn't have to do that with him, which should just make it for an easier transition. You mentioned a short week, and this is a little bit tougher. But, you know, when you're playing, you know, your rival,